ओम शांति। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 15th December 2004। द मेथड टू बिकम केयर फ्री इज वेरी इजी। इट इज नॉट डिफिकल्ट। देर इज अ डिफरेंस ऑफ जस्ट वन लेटर। इट इज सो इजी। दैट लेटर इज ट्रांसफॉर्म माइन मेरा इन टू यूअर्स तेरा। इट इज नॉट माइन बट यूअर्स। सो वेन यू राइट मेरा एंड तेरा इन हिंदी लैंग्वेज देन द डिफरेंस इज जस्ट ऑफ म एंड त बट इट मेक्स so much difference. So all of you, those who say mine or those who say yours, have you transformed mine into yours, mera into tera? If you haven't done this, then do this. To say mine, mine, mera, mera, means to be a servant, to be unhappy. You become servants of Maya, and so of course you will become unhappy. Unhappiness means to become servants of Maya. So you are conquerors of Maya, not servants of Maya. If unhappiness comes, and it does come because you have had the practice of being unhappy for 63 births, then you taste it. So it sometimes emerges. What has Bab Dada therefore said? That each one of you children is a carefree emperor. If even now you have kept some worry somewhere in the corner, then give it away. Why do you keep a burden on yourself? Is it that you have developed the habit of keeping a burden? Since the father is telling him, you give him the burden and make yourself light, double light. So here Baba is telling about becoming carefree emperor. Yesterday also we saw Baba has told that you have to become carefree emperor. Give everything that you have, your stresses, your worries, your tension, your problems, everything, whatever you have. And we have also discussed, do a very good packing, put them into a bag and hand over to Baba. Today he is saying the method, yet another method of becoming a carefree emperor, Befikr Badsha. And what is the method? Why you are unhappy for such a long time? For 63 births you are unhappy. Because of one reason. And what is that one reason? Mine. This feeling of mine. He is mine. She is mine. That person is mine. This person is mine. A person is surrounded, encompassed by this feeling of mine. My and mine. He lives with it. He dies with it. Is there any way to get rid of this mine? Yesterday's class we also discussed about this psychology of mine. Where we are attached, where we have this feeling of mine. Right from the childhood, we have 8 different types of mine. The first mine is of parents, my father and my mother. From everything starts from there. Then my mother, my father and my father, then my brother and my sister. Nothing should happen to my sister. Nothing should happen to my brother. If anything happens to him, then I am ill at ease. If anything happens to my sister, I am disgruntled. If anything happens to my kith and kin, I am absolutely unhappy. Third, your friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, lot of mine. You know what small children, what strong feeling of mine is with them. My friend. Fourth, my grandfather and my grandfather and my grandmother. Very strong feeling of attachment to grandfather and grandmother. Then my son and my daughter. My son. Nothing should happen to my son. My son should excel. My son should come topper. And right from the childhood, what parents do? They infuse this idea in their children. And that's why those children with a very strong feeling and with lot of burden of expectation of family. Because they nurture them with that feeling of mine. So my daughter, my son. Then, next, all the relatives, granddaughter and grandson. Then all other relatives. We have a very strong feeling of I for all these things. And so long as a person has this strong feeling of I, he cannot cross, he cannot enter into this world of spirituality. Because here you recognize everybody as souls. So where are all these relations of the body? They are nowhere. And the person who is caught up in this, no matter if he comes in Gyan, no matter he reads Murli, does Amrit Vela and all that, but if you are caught in this circle, you cannot progress significantly in the spiritual path. You have to get rid of all these smaller attachments. So, mind starts from there. Then, Baba has given one way, what to do with this mind. And one more thing which we discussed yesterday, whenever we say, a husband says, she is my wife. A wife says, he is my husband. Mother says, he is my daughter. She is my daughter, he is my child. So whenever they say my, there is a feeling of ownership, possession. You are claiming to possess that person. It is as if a thing, it is your property. Parents think that children are our property. And that's why they thrust their desires upon them. If the father could not become a doctor, he wants his son to become a doctor. Though the son may not be wanting to become a doctor. If the mother wanted something and she could not, she wants her son or daughter to become that. So they put, infuse or they enthrust or they force their desire upon their children. And that is all because of strong feeling of possession. And this possession is also a sort of violence. Just as for lust, Baba says, lust is the greatest violence in the world. In the similar manner, attachment is also violence. Why? Because by attachment, you are creating a feeling of ownership. And the best relation is the one where you don't have the feeling of ownership. You do not claim that things are mine. There is a freshness in that relationship. And the moment you bring attachment, then there is a feeling of possession. This person is mine. This woman or man is mine. That man, this woman should not talk with other men. And the feeling of jealousy arises. So everything starts. So start getting disconnected from all these attachments or clingings, attractions. And the moment you do that, you will feel lightness within. The moment you are attached to any person, there is always a feeling of heaviness. Because if that person is ill, I am ill. If that person is weak, I become weak. If that person is insulted, I feel I am insulted. If that person is ignored, I feel I am ignored. Anything happening to that person is happening to me. So, by claiming right over others, or getting attached to them, you are coming into that circle of sorrow and suffering and misery. That's why Baba tells us always that you have to become a free bird, unattached, flying up high in the firmament, unattached. So first is this, mind and the feeling of possession and feeling of violence is there. Subtle violence you are creating here. Next is, Baba is telling, convert all mine into yours, mera into tera. Don't say that this is my family. Laukik Baba is talking about here for that matter. This is not my wife or my husband or my daughter or my children or my relatives. Everything is Baba's. Everything is God's. Nothing is mine and nobody is mine. This claim itself is such a dangerous one. So, turn everything into mine. So first thing is persons. Second thing is objects, things. The moment you say this is my book, the moment I see somebody snatching away, then I feel sorrow. Even all the things which are there, these are not mine. And for that matter, in Yajna, recently there was a Murli, this is a combined property, Baba said. This is a combined account. In the bank, you know, combined account. Joint account. Yeah. This is a joint account of all. Everything that you see here is yours. This is one statement. Second, everything that you see here, nothing is yours. And both are equally right. And 100% right. Everything is yours and nothing is yours. So, have the feeling for all the things, all the objects, all the materials, all the buildings, everything is, nothing is mine. Then third is money. Whatever money we have, this has been given unto me to take care of myself and to take care of others or this yakya. It's not for my personal indulgence or my personal pleasures or my personal comforts, and I should not hoard it and keep it confined to my own comforts and conveniences. Baba has said to share things with others. It is the best thing to share things. The more you share, the more you get. So, money, always think, this is not mine. This wealth is Baba's. Then fourth, body. If you think this is my body, then there are high chances of indulgence. There are high chances of getting involved into lots of unjustified pleasures of the body. The moment you think this body is for God and His service, then I have no claims over this body. This body is for tapasya. This body is for becoming perfect, to attain that avyakta stage of karmatit, or to attain the stage of perfection. The body is given me for that. It has not been given unto me for overeating, overfeeding, overindulgence. I have to master this body. This body is given unto me so that I can train this body, so that I can control this body, so that I can master this body. Not a single sense should deceive me. This sense organs, the karmendriya, they should remain under control, under restraint. Otherwise they will deceive me. So, body. Then next, models, persons, objects, wealth, body, then what is not mine? These specialities, visheshta, they have been given unto me, they are not mine. And the one who has given may take away also. Always remember that. Somebody might be, has an art of writing or speaking or doing something. So don't think that you are doing that. The art has been given unto you so that you can work, so that you can serve Him, so that you can reveal Him. All those are the purposes for giving you that art. And you become proud of that art itself. Then what to say? So this speciality is not mine, but God gifted. Then next, what else? What is not mine? And where you have to shift mine into yours? Mera into tera. Post, position. In yajna, it is not that somebody might be at the higher level and somebody is at lower level. But that doesn't mean at the level of soul all are same. Here we are not given a higher post so that we become an officer and start ordering others. Don't think that these servers or sevadharis are your servants. It's not like that. So never think that this post or position is mine. You should be ready, ever. The moment you are told, go, you should be ready to go. Let somebody else take over. Probably he will manage it in a better manner than what I am doing. So post and position. Then next, center or places. This is not my place. Or I am not the owner of Madhuban or center. Don't claim ownership. This is my place. You have been given that duty to look after. You are not the owner. You are not the owner of any of the property of yajna. So places. Do not claim ownership of any place. Everything is God's given. This is Baba's home. This is Baba's house. Yeah. combined property, not mixed, combined, joint account. So about places, then what else? What you have to convert mine into? Yours. Service, yes. But that should not make you careless. There is a high chance, otherwise if you say it is his duty, let him manage. Not like that. Not like that. We are instruments, we have to do. Just as they talk of a man was there, he had 100 camels, okay? And he had one servant. That servant he had kept to tether, to tie those camels at night. So they arrive at one place, there was a desert, and so the master tells his servant that you need to tie all the camels to one pole. Otherwise, in the desert they will go anywhere. Okay? So the master sleeps and the servant was given this job. So servant starts praying to God. Oh Allah, please take care of all these camels. Because my master always teaches me that God is our caretaker. God is the protector. Hand over all the responsibilities unto Him. He will take care of you. So he tells Allah, thrice he prays, please take care of the camels. Please take care of the camels. Actually, he was given the job to tie them. But he has handed over the job to Allah. And he prays. And in the morning when the master gets up, he finds all the camels are gone. He says, where are the camels? He said, I don't know, because I had given responsibility to God. You only had taught me. He always hand over everything to God. So I told him not once but thrice. So he did not take care. So the master tells him, he takes care, but he has no hand of his own. He works through your hands. He works through your hands. So always feel that these are not my hands. But if he has to do some work, he doesn't have his own hands. He has, these are my hands. My hands are his hands. Baba says, arms of Baba. You all are arms of Brahma. So we are arms, bhujaye. So we have to do that. So I have to do that. That is one aspect. But again, at the end, there should be a feeling of surrender. You should not get so stressed or worked up whilst doing that work that you feel as if it is your work only. Here we need mera into tera. It is his work. It is his job. It is his duty. Let him manage. The feeling of surrender. Okay? So these are some of the things where we have to transform mine into yours. Mera into tera. Okay, and this is the way to become carefree, this is the way to become double knight, this is the way to remain stress-free, tension-free, burden-free, a very happy life, happy-go-merry life. Om Shanti.